Here we are at a kund. Sometimes it is called Krishna kund. Sometimes it is called Radha Sarova. The sign at the entrance says Radha Sarova. And if you remember, Madhu Mangal was tied up. They dragged him here. They tied a rope to his sika. And they threw the rope over the branch of a tree. And they took it in turns to pull the rope. And every time they pulled, Madhu Mangal screamed, Krishna, help! And eventually Krishna came. And Krishna told the gopis, you have made big Brahman aparad. For this you will get very severe reaction. Each one of you will become the 99th wife of old men. So you got to do something to make up for this. Go and beg Krishna, Madhu Mangal, for mercy. Ask him what you can do to make up for it. So they did that. They asked Madhu Mangal, what do you want? He said, I want 10 million laddus. 10 million. Yeah, ek crore, okay. So the gopis quickly went home and brought 10 million laddus. They sat Madhu Mangal on this throne on the side at the back here. This is the throne of Madhu Mangal. And they fed him 10 million laddus. After about 10,000, he was getting over the trauma of the previous activities. He became a little happy. And you know, Madhu Mangal's business, he has two activities. Madhu Mangal has two activities. One, he accepts donations, particularly laddu. And second, he gives blessings. So he got into a good mood. He asked one gopi, what would you like? And what did she ask for? She said, can I have Krishna as my husband? Madhu Mangal said, let it be. Then another gopi came and gave him more laddus. And he asked her, what would you like? And she also said, can I have Krishna as my husband? And Madhu Mangal said, so be it. So in this way, Madhu Mangal got his 10 million laddus. And all the gopis, they got his infallible blessing that they would have Krishna as their husband. And as they say, they all lived happily ever after. Srimati Radharani ki. Shri Madhu Mangal ki. Shri Varshana Dham ki. Shri Varshana Parikrama ki. Hare Krishna.
Very wonderful Leela, yes? Harivo. When we were up on the rooftop of Unchagaon, we saw the four mountains of Varsana. One of them that we saw is right here on the up the hill on my right, or as you're facing this way, Mor Kutir. The particular Leela that this temple commemorates is a pastime where Srimati Radharani and Krishna were sitting together up on this mountain, and many peacocks were dancing in front of them. Srimati Radharani was smiling in a very appreciative manner to see the peacocks dancing so beautifully together. In the heart of Krishna is Srimati Radharani, and in the heart of Srimati Radharani is Krishna. So Krishna knew the heart of Srimati Radharani. So Krishna assumed the form of a peacock and began dancing very, very attractively like a peacock. Seeing such fun, Radharani's happiness increased a hundredfold. So she also got up, assuming the form of a peahen, and she began dancing together with Krishna. This Leela was known for thousands and thousands of years that took place up here, where we see this temple. Some years ago, there was one Brahmana, a sadhu, who made his residence there, and his worship was worshiping that pastime. Unfortunately, the sadhu was blind. But he desired very much to see this pastime being enacted by Radha and Krishna. As time passed, seeing this sincere and pure desire of this sadhu, Radharani appeared before him. She indicated that Krishna and I will show you this pastime to satisfy your pure devotion. But we have just one condition for you. That condition is that you must make one painting to show to the world this wonderful pastime that we are enacting before you. And don't worry, even though you're blind, we will make all arrangements so that you will be able to fulfill this request of ours. The sadhu very happily agreed. The darshan was demonstrated so that this blind sadhu with spiritual vision could see the leela. And he was in complete transcendental ecstasy. This was the leela of his heart's desire. His heart's desire was now fulfilled. And so even though he was blind, Radharani, who is the giver of ability to anyone who renders service unto Radha and Krishna, blessed the sadhu so that he could find the minerals and the fine fibers that would make the brush of the bristles of the brush. And he put everything together and made a very, very beautiful depiction of this leela, which is on display at the temple at the top of the hill. We'll consider if there is time, because we want to be able to make it to the temple, and there are several other places to stop. We may or may not be able to go up on top of the hill, but what I would like to do is make a digital reproduction, a photo of this painting available to all of you. So I'll make a copy of that available to Ashish, and he will see that those of you that registered, he'll send you a copy. Shishi Radha Shama Sundara Ki Jai, Sivarsana Dham Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi.
So just before we have prasadam, we'll explain another pastime which took place here. On the other hill, behind this very big tree in the corner, up on top of the hill, there's another temple. This is another hill of another head of Lord Brahma. So this temple is called Mankutir. One time on top of that hill, Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna were meeting. Krishna wanted to say something nice about Radharani. Some glorification. Then Krishna saw in the sky the full moon. And he saw the full moon was very beautiful. So he said to Srimati Radharani, you know, your face is so beautiful. It looks just like the full moon. And Krishna thought, oh, I have said a very nice thing now. But Radharani looked at the moon. She saw that the moon is covered in spots. She thought, Krishna is saying, I have a spotty face. She got so upset with Krishna. She would not speak to him. If he walked towards her, she would walk away. So Krishna did not know what to do. Finally, he approached her again on top of that hill. He threw himself on her lotus feet. He was crying and crying. And there is a science of crying. If the person's tears are hot, it means they are really in anxiety. If the person's tears are cold, they are tears of transcendental ecstasy. Radharani felt Krishna's tears were very hot. She understood Krishna was really distressed. Then Lalita came and brought the divine couple together again. There's a famous painting of that. I think many of you will have seen that. Radharani is sitting looking away. Krishna's on the other side standing. Lalita is between them. She is taking their hands and bringing them together. So that pastime took place there where that temple is at Mankutia. Man means the transcendental anger of Srimati Radharani. Sriman Kutir ki, Srimor Kutir ki, Srimati Radharani ki, Hare Krishna. Now maybe those who would like to go up to Morkutir and have darshan of the beautiful painting, you could skip prasadam, perhaps. Hare Krishna. Or else come back another time. Prasadam? Ready? TK. Ah, okay. Shri Bhagavat Prasad ki. Shivarshanadam ki. Shivarshana Parikrama ki.